Welcome to Forging a Life, Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Hello, hello, a guest. This is Coach Christine Clark, and it is Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. Today, we're going to talk about living through transformation, one of the big, powerful things, and we are in such transformation, both individually and as a nation currently, a lot of stuff going on. I want to let you know that I am here every fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. You can find me on Instagram and on LinkedIn and at Facebook, both at Sunglow Transformation, as well as Coach Christine Clark. My website is Sunglow Transformation. And as always, each last Tuesday of the month during the show and for the next several days, you can put your name in for a laser coaching program. You can work one-on-one with me, Coach Christine Clark, and be able to transform your life, remove the blocks, and blaze forward with a laser coaching program. All you have to do is give me your name, your phone number, and your email address. Send that to christine@sunglowtransformation.com. And one of you will get to work with me and move forward. So that's always exciting, fun. I've had such great conversations, and you all are amazing people to work with. It's been fantastic. So I want to talk about transformation today, the living through transformation, because transformation truly is a process. And we are both transformed over time by small daily shifts and also through rapid transformation through immersion, when we get totally immersed. And when you're in the process, working with a life coach, you are in rapid transformation. You can do an immersion. I am a certified transformational neuro-linguistic transformational life coach, and I loved working with those systems, taking somebody through a process to disrupt their already train track modalities and just breaking them up enough for new insights, new awarenesses to happen so you can shift and have something better, something more in your life. And those are exciting processes to work through. And when you're in it, when we're doing a process like that, it is an immersion. You are totally in this one piece. We can also do immersion through retreats, when you step away from your daily life and sequester yourself with a group of other people for several days, two, three, 4 days, and have experiences that transform you, that help you grow, that help you crack through and get down into the deep pieces and lift yourself out. Those are great ways that we immerse. And when we do that, when we work with a coach or when we set ourselves up and go to a retreat, we're choosing that, right? We are choosing to say, hey, I want to work on me. I want to just take some time out and find out what's inside that can be changed or shifted. What can I release? What can I drop away so that I can claim the life that I want? Now, life also does throw us into overwhelming circumstance. We get tossed into the volcano. We're immersed. And then we end up dealing at ground level, on the front lines of managing our life in circumstances that are not of our choosing. And this rapid transformation that can happen, whether you're doing it with a coach or in a retreat, or whether life is putting you in this pot of hot water with the lid on, it can be emotional. It can be uncomfortable. and it requires vulnerability. You know, the process demands that we acknowledge just what is, what's going on. And you can't run away from it. You can't hide from circumstance that you find yourself in. You know, even just simply saying, wow, I'm in it, you know, recognizing that is enough. But the rapid process of transformation, it tears down in order to rebuild. And when you choose it to step into that process, when you choose to step into the volcano, you're consciously letting go. You're saying, hey, I know this is coming. I know it may be a little uncomfortable and I want it. What happens when life tosses us into the volcano, then we are just in it and pieces fall away. Maybe we don't even want them to go away. We don't know they're going away. Sometimes they're torn away because of circumstance. And then we just have to ride the tide of life. So this transformation, that's a process. We can both be transformed over time, small daily shifts, and also through rapid transformation. Now, in our daily lives, in the Forging Life platform, when we talk about being drawn out over time, that all of your experiences from birth to present life form you, they set and they create you. Now, as we say, you start with just a chunk of steel. It's not very much to describe it. It's just a long piece of steel. Those of you on Facebook and on YouTube can see that I've got the little piece of steel. And those of you listening, I've got that chunk of steel. And then through life, it forms us out. We get put into this long cylindrical shape. This is the first step for the katana that eventually ends up being a beautiful, highly functional work of art. But it gets moved from this stubby little bar into this long cylindrical shape that kind of hints at what it's going to become. And that's what we go through in our life. And we can look at it in a couple of different ways. But all of our experiences actually set us up to be able to step into the life we want. All of our experiences are honing us, shaping us to become and not only achieve, but then maintain that destiny that's calling us. And the stories that we make up about our life experience are the keys to that. We can say that I have been through the fire, I've been hammered on, I've been shaped, and through that, I have recognized my inner resilience, I've recognized my inner elements that make me unique, that make me especially the person that I'm going to be, that give me the tools and the skills to have, be, do whatever I want, and that's exciting. Sometimes we look at the stories in our life and we say, because this happened to me and because this happened and because my parents are that, or because I moved 100 times before I was 3 years old, or whatever the story is, sometimes we can say, because of that, there's no way I can be who I want, or no matter what I do, it won't be enough. It's the stories that we make up about our experience that make the difference on whether we're empowered and move forward or whether we're disempowered and stay stuck. Now, the rapid transformation through immersion is a different animal. We can choose it through coaching. And when we get to work with a coach and work through a process, someone's guiding us to go down deep, disrupt the preconceived ideas and notions that we have in order to get to that gold at the bottom and become more of who we're meant to be. In a retreat, you get to do the getaway, right? It's like a vacation on steroids. What I love about the retreats is that you're doing it with a bunch of other people. There is group synergy. And if it's interactive, you get to do deep work and then unpack it. And when you can do that, there's greater understanding. There is more retention of the lessons learned, of the shifts that you're able to make to then take it back out and actually implement it and carry it forward in your life. Now, I am doing my next retreat is the Blaze Transformational Retreat, which is September 22nd to September 25th, right here in Iowa. There's only 24 participants. It's a small, very powerful retreat. And Dr. Pat would, of course, want me to tell you that on day three, you're going to go in small groups to the workshop of Master Smith Howard Clark, where you're going to actually put metal into the forge, pull it out, hammer on it with a hammer, and create a trinket, a small piece for yourself to take home as a reminder of everything that happens at the retreat, the transformation that you've made. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it's an incredible piece to be able to add. Very what do we call it? Interactive, highly interactive, hands-on type thing that we're going to be doing. You can find out the information on that. It's on my host profile here at Transformation Talk Radio website, and just look for the Blaze Transformation Retreat. You know, rapid transformation happens in life when we get tossed into the volcano. And that's when we're not actually choosing transformation, but it's happening to us because of circumstance, because of what's going on. And we can get totally disrupted. And the interesting thing about this life circumstance throwing us into this immersion is that it's a very individual experience. You can't look around and judge what you're going through and see what somebody else does and say, wow, look at, they're handling so much more. I don't know why I'm having such a trouble with my piece. Or look at somebody and say, wow, what are they getting all wound up about that little piece for? It's individual. And we want to be able to understand that our perspective and what we experience as an individual is important. And it is our story and it's our journey. What are the pieces that can throw us into something that's disruption, into a immersion style transformation in life? Well, it can be a terminal illness when you get that diagnosis, or somebody close to you has that diagnosis. It can be death of someone very close to you, someone in your family. If you lose your job, that can throw you into a huge transformation immersion. Divorce does that. I would say that the Supreme Court decision and the loss of control over our own bodies, everybody with a vagina that is now in the United States that understands that their autonomy is in jeopardy, that could be enough. That is an immersion, a tough piece that we're all coming to grips with. One of the other types of transformations that happen in life is caring for an elderly parent. And that's one of the pieces that I've personally been going through over the last 6 months. But regardless of what initiates an immersion, whether you are choosing it through coaching, whether you're choosing it through a retreat, or whether life has given it to you, the important thing to understand is that it's a process. And the process is the same, that we, regardless of what initiates the immersion, that the process remains the same and we step into it. And so I'm going to be talking this throughout the show. We're going to walk through what this process is and how we change into what we're going to. So when you get tossed into it, when you choose it, there are things that happen, and you have to be able to recognize what's going on, what you're in it. You have to set down your ego. You have to let your defenses fall away. There are definitely going to be pieces that get removed, either because life takes it away from you or because you choose to let go of it. That's part of the transformation. And then you get into the point of where you are dealing with it, managing it. And then after that, you have the clarity of what's present for you, what you're learning, be able to take away the prizes. And then after that, then there is the renewal that comes from the other side. And that's the thing that is so important, that no matter what you go through, however uncomfortable it is, that there's a purpose and an intention. The universe doesn't simply toy with us. In order to claim your destiny, in order to step into that thing that's been calling you and you want so much in your heart to bring to fruition, you have to have some skills, you have to have some experiences that build you up, make you stronger, and make you better and able to not only attain that desire, that destiny, but then also keep it, maintain it, manage it. And that's what happens when we are in these life transformations, whether we're choosing it or whether it's happening to us. I think it's hard to understand when it's happening to us that we are, you know, this is actually supposed to be good for us. Are you kidding me? But it is the outcome, the lessons we learn through adversity that really shine. I'm Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. And we're going to take a little break and then we'll come right back.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Very good. Thank you, Benny. This is Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging Life, going beyond the curve, calling in your unique destiny. You can find me on my website at sunglowtransformation.com. You can click on a link and have a one-on-one conversation with me, do a little coaching just to try it on for size, move yourself a step forward. If you would like to have a greater impact and move forward rapidly, I encourage you to put your name in for the Blaze Laser Coaching Program. that is given away each month with my show, send me an email to send me an email to Christine@sunglowtransformation.com. Give me your name, give me your phone number and your email address, and we'll get you signed up for that. We're talking today about transformation, the process of transformation, and of course, the immersion rapid transformation when it is most comfortable and we are making the greatest progress as we go forward in life. Rapid transformation is uncomfortable. It is vulnerable. It's emotional. And there is no way around that. I think we really wish as human beings that it could be simple, easy peasy to recreate ourselves, to let go of what doesn't serve us and claim the best of ourselves. And suddenly, there you are dancing to the front of the line and enjoying life and just cruising. And unfortunately, that's not the way it happens. You have to go through some struggle. You have to go through some hardship in order to uncover the best that's available within you. And that's what rapid transformation is. So first of all, there are steps in the transformation process, regardless of whether you're choosing it, whether stepping into a retreat or coaching, or whether life is dumping it onto you. The first step is simply recognition. You have to be present to what is. I think our tendency is to deny the circumstance when it's happening. We want to hide from it, decide that what's present in our life, if it's uncomfortable, if the news we have got is bad news, that it just isn't real, shouldn't be this way, or I'll be able to deal with it, I'll be able to manage. There has been a 6-month process where both my mother and her longtime friend companion, they lived together for 40 years, needed more and more care. And as the phone calls started to come in and the visits first were occasional and then they picked up and then they got so that they were almost constant, I went through this idea of that this was just a little piece of life. I have an older parent and I know lots and lots of other people that have spent time with their older parent and needed to care for their older parent. And this is just, that's fine. And the rest of my life is going to hold and be incomplete. And so when the energy and the time and this piece got put on my plate, got to be kind of good size, to be able to recognize, oh my goodness, look at what this is taking. Look at what this is requiring. And so in that, I started out being in denial that I could just continue with everything else and do this too. That was not the case. And so as the frequency and urgency increased, doing what was needed, I first believed that I should also be able to keep up with everything else in my life and my business. And I also was stuffing anger, stuffing resentment toward what was required. And those feelings really were not serving me, and they weren't appropriate because I was choosing to do what was needed to be done. And in that choice, there were other things that could not be done. And so in acknowledgement, when I finally was able to come to understanding that I can no longer do everything as I was doing, that let's just deal with what is and let those other pieces drop away and not hold energy on them, not hold resentment on them, but focus on what is present, what's in front of you and what you're doing now. And I think that's one of the hardest pieces is that first step of just recognition, understanding this is what's going on in my life. I have just got this bad news. And now there's all these doctor's appointments. Someone close to me has just died. And now I have to deal with all of the pieces, parts that come after that to manage the estate, the probate, all that stuff. There can't, that piece, or just having things change, you lose a job, whatever that piece is for you, it triggers, and then there's this avalanche of stuff. And just simply being able to say, this is where I'm at, and getting clear that the circumstance is real, the circumstance is present, allows you then to start addressing the circumstance, to be able to shift and change your modalities as allowed, as needed, so that you can stay in stay in motion or manage some pieces. It can't be like it was, but maybe I can do a little here. Maybe I can do that. So that is a huge piece, is simply just being able to recognize what is. This is what's happening. So now let's deal, rather than deny and continue to just try and hold it all together and do everything, which nobody can do. And that'll burn us out. That'll stress us out and make for unhappy relationships as well. So then step two is that there are pieces that have to drop away. Something's going to get removed. That's just a part of transformation. When you choose it in a coaching section, or when you choose it through a retreat, the pieces that drop away are our preconceived notions, our ego. And when life is happening to us, with us, and it's all coming down, the story that you tell yourself about what is and isn't possible, that story has to change. And what drops away are those pieces that don't fit anymore. What I noticed for myself is that I wasn't doing some very standard things. My morning usually starts with a full bottle of water, and then meditation, yoga, journaling, and then taking my dog out for a run. And when things started disappearing, I realized at some point that I wasn't meditating, I wasn't doing yoga, I wasn't journaling. Those pieces didn't fit anymore because of the time and energy it was being taken, spending my time in care mode. Later on, I began to have to clear my calendar to just not take up and do things like I was doing. So there are pieces and parts that are going to just go away. That's part of the transformation process. Every transformation experience includes pieces falling away. Now, a lot of that comes from ego. The ego part's what needs to go away, because we can protect, we want to protect, we want to defend, we want to justify that things have to stay the same, or things can stay the same, or this doesn't affect me, or I can hold it all together. And when you can let that ego go and stop protecting, stop defending, and stop justifying, and simply realize that not everything can fit, and so we're going to let it go, that becomes a form of grace, really. When you are coaching, when you are in a retreat, you choose and you say, yes, I'm willing to do this. When life is happening and it's the universe that's creating a shift for you, it's not asked for. And it's really easy to feel like we're a victim, to be able to hide behind, this should not be my life, as the bits are torn away by the belt grinder. Part of in the Fortunate Life, we talk about grinding and the releasing to smooth things out. And sometimes life doesn't gently take those off, it rips them off and throws them to the side because there's just no room for them. So step two is letting go, or having the pieces leave that need to leave, so that it simplifies. Things get so simplified. And what I noticed in my process of dealing with the extensive care that was required is I began to really look at my calendar. And it became really easy. And I was surprised at how easy it was to just decide, I don't need to go to that networking event, or do this piece or do that piece. And it was okay. There wasn't any energy on it, because I recognized the amount of what was being placed in my life, and that something had to go away. And that simplified dealing with what was. So when you can find those places to let go and intentionally let them go, that's huge. And then the third step is settling into the process. When you can get comfortable with discomfort, and I know that doesn't sound like it should be something that can happen, but when you are in it and you're managing and you're dealing, then what happens is that you smooth out the process by understanding that you're in it and continuing to move forward. It's going to be a roller coaster, and you can let off steam, and then there's this release, and then you reset, and then go, and the energy, the emotion, the dealing with what has been given to you can build up again, and then you release, you let off the steam, and then you can reset. By managing what's present, we understand that it's not what we wish, it's not what we want, but it is what is. And when you choose management, then you're not blaming yourselves. And when we're not blaming ourselves, which is huge, to not blame ourselves and to not tear ourselves down because we happen to be in the circumstance which was laid on us, but say, I'm going to manage it, and not blaming others, not wanting to point the finger and yada, 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 yada. I'm so mad that I'm in this because. And I will tell you that, honestly, there were some moments where I wished I was not in this mode of caring for an elderly parent at my age. Other people I knew that cared for elderly parents were retired. I'm still trying to earn a living. I still am earning a living. And there was some, I shouldn't have to be doing this, and blaming my mother for not taking better care of herself. And that has no place. To be able to set that aside and say, this is what is, and adjust to the new reality. Laying aside our expectations is part of settling into the process. One of the biggest expectations that everybody has when they're in transformation, whether it's in a coaching or retreat or life, is the idea of time, the idea that it should be over sooner than it is, because we're in it and it's uncomfortable and we want to see that light at the end of the tunnel, and we want to be know it's going to be over and we're going to be okay. And there's that piece in the middle where you don't know that, where you have to just be with the overwhelm, be with the energies that are present. And I remember at a retreat, and we had these towels and we were hitting chairs, and we worked in pairs because somebody had to hold on to the chair and the other person had the towel, and our facilitator was taking us through this hierarchy of emotion and talking us through it. And we were yelling and screaming and taking that towel, and we were beating on the chair to get it energetically out, to get it verbally out, to express and go through all these emotions. And I remember that I was beating on that chair, and I was yelling, and I was crying, and I was going through, and all of a sudden I had no energy left. And I couldn't even lift the towel. It was like, I was so spent. It's like, how long is he going to make us do this? It's got to be done. And then eventually it was done. And I was the first person in our pair. And so then I switched roles, became the person holding onto the chair, and my partner was the one with a towel. And what happened was that it was only a 3-minute process. I mean, when I'm on the outside watching it happen, it's like, well, that went fast. But when you're in it, it seemed to expand and take forever. And we get to that point where we wish it was done now. And that's one of the things that happens in transformation, to have to set aside that expectation that it's going to be over quick and that it's going to be over now, because it will take as long as it takes to get you to the point that you need to be. And so that's part of what it is. For me, over the last several months, I kept thinking it would be done, that it would be better. We would get into this mode of being able to have something handled, and then I would find out again that it's not handled. And we moved my mother's friend into a care facility, and then my mother needed more care, and I thought we were going to be done, and we weren't. But this idea of being done sooner than we want or expecting it to be done is such a human piece and such a piece of transformation that we just simply have to set aside. It will take as long as it takes. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about the other steps in the process of transformation. I am Coach Christine Clark. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. Click on the link to have a conversation with me, especially if you are in one of these modes of transformation and you want to have somebody to bounce off and vent to. I am that person for you. Sign up for a conversation. You can find me on Instagram and LinkedIn at Coach Christine Clark and Sunglow Transformation. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests, where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Tune in to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. Every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are here for a bigger reason and are worthy of accessing it. Experience happiness now. Tune in to your intuition and connect with me. Visit ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Dene. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDene.com. That's DENEE.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit Clarity.com. That's Claire, Clare-ity.com.
Hello, this is Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging a Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. I am here on the fourth Tuesday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And today we're talking about the process of transforming, the transformation of your life, whether you're choosing it through coaching or doing a retreat, or whether it's life happening to you. Transformation is a process. And we're talking about the process of transformation and all the parts. One of the pieces that is required in the third step of settling into the process of transforming, taking on what's going on in the transformation process, especially if it's when life has given you this huge piece to put you under pressure and shift your life around. The big piece that happens to be able to just move into that and manage it is to quiet that inner critic. That inner critic in our head just wants to start just blaming us and getting loud. What I have found in transformation is there's this point where the process of tearing down the constructs we have in order to access the new ideas, the new possibilities to reach that goal at the bottom of our soul and be able to pull it out, that tear down process can be scary, can be difficult. And when you're got this piece in life where you are dealing with something that's large and the energy and the time is huge, we have this inner critic that wants to look at what's happening and declare that this is wrong, that this shouldn't be. And then we get vulnerable when we are worn out, when we are angry, when we are afraid, when we are in overwhelm, when we are just confused and blindsided, and we get cracked open and we're very vulnerable, and this inner critic can get really, really loud. The more we get into this low state or depression or fear or overwhelm, the louder that critic gets. And it's a cycle that can turn into a tornado if we don't get a hold of it and slow it down, because that inner critic will start showing up and telling us how we're not managing, why we're not doing well, and all the reasons why we're failing and how we're failing and not being enough. And that just amplifies when you're really in something that's new, that's different, that's overwhelmed, when you're in this transformation piece. And we become highly vulnerable to our self-sabotage. And so we want to be able to be aware of that critic. That critic has no place. And we want to ask the right question. Sometimes we ask why, which is totally the wrong question. Sorry. Why is this happening to me? Why is this? Why did the universe choose to give this to me? And when you ask why, that brain of yours, that subconscious of yours goes, oh, it runs back to the day you were born and all the way up to present time and pulls out every mistake you made, everything you did wrong, the circumstance you grew up in your life, how your parents weren't present, how whatever it was. And they say, this is why. Because, you know, this is all the bad crap. And this is why, because you pulled Lucy's hair when you were in third grade, because you slept with that cute guy that was just a loser in college. And because you tried out some experimental drugs once in your life. And this is why everything's happening to you. Or because your dad was gone, or your mother wasn't present, or somebody was an alcoholic. This is why, right? And it's all these stories of disempowerment. And it's like, why is the wrong question? When you're in it, when you are wanting to manage it, ask the question how. The how question is a totally different question. When you ask, how can I deal with this? How can I manage this? How can I maintain? How can I get through this, please? Then your brain goes on let's explore that. How? That's a different question. What are the resources around you? Who are your people that can support you? What kinds of different things can you do? Have you looked at bringing in in-home care? That would be great. How about knowing that, you know, you're doing this, your brother's doing this, and you've got people around you that are supporting you. You're not in this alone. That's amazing. And lean on that. When you ask the how question, that's where the encouragement comes from. That's where the inspiration comes from. That's where you figure things out. So part of the step three of managing and settling into the process of transformation is to ask the right question to quiet that inner critic. How can I get through this? And you'll get your answer. The fourth step of the transformation process is clarity. Staying curious, setting aside our judgments so that we can see and appreciate what's being there. And I so am grateful for the training I've had as a life coach in this process of caring for both my mother and her friend, and then my mother, and to be able to see what fell aside without judgment. When I was able to notice, like, hey, look, you're not journaling, you're not doing yoga, you're not meditating. It's like, oh, that's curious. And to be able to say, instead of saying that I'm not doing enough because those fell aside, but to be able to shift it and realize how big a piece this is that's been placed on my plate. Wow, look at that. This is a thing. This is a big deal. It's okay to pay attention to that. It's okay that this other stuff goes away, because look at what you're doing. Look at what you're managing. And that's the important piece. To stay curious and think, wow, look at this. Look at what's changing. When you can notice the changes in your body, and quite often in coaching, we talk about what the client is feeling. You know, when I coach with my people, what are you feeling? How is it showing up in your body? Where is it showing up in your body? What shape? Is it big or small or heavy, hot, cold? What is it? And to be able to actually tangibly create the image of this thing that we're carrying. The changes in our body energy are important because they tell us where we are feeling it, and they tell us what it is, how big it is, and it lets us get a handle on it. In the coaching, then we use that to be able to see what's going on, walk through a process of changing our perspective, of shifting a thought process, of getting a new perspective. And then we come back and say, has this changed? Where are you feeling in your body now? And that shift in mental, emotional, and perspective changes what they feel in their body. They can actually say, yeah, it's different now. It's lighter now. It's gone now. And that's a huge part. So be able to have awareness what's going on in your body as you are with this. There are new understandings for yourself, and there's new understandings for others. That's the thing that is one of the cooler parts of transformation, is as you get clarity, as you can see what's happening, what's transpiring, you can see the changes in the conversations, you can see the shifts in the relationship, and be able to go, wow, not only am I renewing, not only am I changing my modes of behavior, so are the other people around me. And to be able to appreciate that the changes are happening, that the shifts are occurring, simply by looking at what's going on and not having energy on it. So those are the places that's the transformation. That's the transformation process. And then the last step, of course, is renewal. When you can trust the universe, when you can trust your coach, when you can trust your community. And as the pieces that were scattered are burned away and torn away, then there is a clean slate. And then you can pick up and select what pieces of life that you want to have back in there. You pick up the parts that you want. And what I experienced in my own life going through this care of my mom is being able to let pieces go. And now as little bits of time are opening up and there's a little more breathing space, I can look, what's really important to add back in? What's truly valuable? Not for all aspects of my life, for me as self-care, for me as a businesswoman, for getting back on my feet. Those are the important pieces. So this is what is the process of transformation. First of all, there's recognition of what is, and then there is the steps of removal, the pieces that have to fall away. Then you have the settling into the process of transformation, that this is what is. From there, you have clarity. You can see the shifts. You have the new perspectives. And when you can look without judgment of what is, then you can gain the lessons that are there for you. You can gain the tools. You can pick up that element that is yours uniquely and can empower you to go forward. And then there is the renewal, that stepping out back into your world with power, with clarity, with understanding, with resilience, with strength that you didn't have before you went through your transformation process. And the transformation is what it takes to live the life you want to live, to get beyond the curve and call in that destiny that waits for us. And it would be lovely if we could just skip and glide to that point. But the truth is that these pieces in transformation, whether you're choosing it through coaching, through a retreat, or whether it's dropped on you, are all meant to get you to where you want to go so that you can manage it, so you can handle it, so you can grow with it. You know, the process of transformation is intense. And in the volcano, the pressure and the heat create cellular shifts very deep within us. And we change in countless ways. And then we emerge newly formed. There is rebirth. There's a change in trajectory. You know, it's the next evolution of you on the other side. Remember, the immersion of rapid transformation is a crucible for your growth. It's not a condemnation of your life. Remember that the crucible of immersion and transformation is for growth. It is not a condemnation of your life. Let fall away what no longer benefits you. Pick up the tools, reap the knowledge that show you, and then you've got what you're able to have. If you can't do that on your own, get professional help. That's why I do what I do, because I guide individuals through their transformation to take them beyond the curve so that they can live into that destiny that's waiting for them. I'm Coach Christine Clark. Find me at my website, sunglowtransformation.com, and I'll be back next month on the fourth Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific at 2 p.m. Eastern. Until then, keep hammering. You've got this.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Remember to acknowledge your talents and skills. Your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit existence aligned with your core self. To learn more or work with Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.